Foundation.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. President Biden is celebrating a crisis averted when it comes to a possible U.S. debt default. More from CBS's Natalie Brand.
Passing this budget agreement was critical. The stakes could not have been higher.
In an Oval Office address Friday night, President Biden hailed the newly passed budget and debt agreement that heads off an unprecedented default.
No one got everything they wanted, but the American people got what they needed. We averted an economic crisis, an economic collapse.
The bill, which was brokered by the president and Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, raises the nation's debt limit past the 2024 presidential election. It essentially freezes domestic spending for 2 years while hiking Pentagon spending by 3%. Natalie Brandt, CBS News, the White House.
The Northeast has been facing record heat and high temperatures all week, but the Weather Channel meteorologist Alex Wilson says some relief is on the way.
After high record-setting heat to end the week, temperatures changing in a big way as we make our way into the weekend. Temperatures today well into the 80s and 90s across the Northeast, but a cold front moving in going to knock us down quite a bit. We go from temps well above average to well below average. Look at highs on Saturday in the 50s for Bangor and Boston, in the upper 60s for New York City. So big changes ahead.
There are new details in the death of an 8-year-old girl last month while in the custody of U.S. Customs and Border Protection. CBS's Omar Villafranca reports on the lack of care Anadith Reyes received when it was needed most.
Reyes suffered from sickle cell and heart issues, which were reported to immigration officials. On the day she died, her mother returned to the nurse carrying her daughter, who was unresponsive. She was taken to a nearby hospital where she was pronounced dead.
Multiple sources tell CBS News that the Justice Department has closed its investigation into former Vice President Mike Pence's handling of classified documents found at his Indiana home and will not seek charges against him. CBS News has also confirmed that former President Trump's attorneys have informed the Justice Department that they have been unable to locate a classified record sought by the DOJ. More from CBS's Robert Costa.
The Justice Department has been informed by former President Donald Trump's lawyers that Trump's team cannot find a document, allegedly a classified one related to Iran, that has been mentioned on an audio recording of Trump from July of 2021. This comes as the Justice Department is moving toward a charging decision.
The U.S. labor market added 339,000 jobs in May, surpassing analysts' expectations. Investors liked the news. Stock surged, the Dow jumping 701 points. The NASDAQ rose 140. This is CBS News.
Need hires who dazzle without the hassle? You need Indeed. Their powerful platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know.
Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Monday, June 5th. In Wood County, the Property and Information Technology Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the courthouse in Room 114. The Wisconsin Rapids Planning Commission will meet at 4 p.m. in the council chambers at City Hall. The Wisconsin Rapids School Board will hold their BSC Building Trades Home Tour from 4:30 to 5:45. The board committee meetings will begin at 6. In Portage County, the Health and Human Services Board will meet at 4:30 in the Portage County Annex in Conference Rooms 1 and 2. The Stevens Point City Plan Commission will meet at 6 in the Community Room on Michigan Avenue. In Adams County, the Property and Recreation Committee will meet at 2 at the Adams County Courthouse, and the Criminal Justice Coordinating Council will meet at 3:30. The Adams City Council will meet at 6. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Clear skies overnight with lows around 61. Northeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Highs around 92. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 62. Temperatures above average Sunday and Monday with highs from the low 80s to the mid 80s. Storms possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 74.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Of avocados, it's not the truth.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes.
Ticked off, tee off, this is it.
Scobody boo boo, scobody doo.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
How would you feel if your bills were based off your income? 844-967-2789. How would you feel if it was, you know, instead of by use or a flat fee, so your phone costs X amount, your data plan costs X amount, or your power bills, and right now, and just the way that we've always done it, it's based on use, or this is just how much it costs, no matter how much you make. But what if that was different? What if there was a flat fee, and on top of how much you use, there was just a flat fee that was based on how much you made. So if you were poor, you would pay less. And if you were richer, you would pay more. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. And I ask because this is looking like it's going to happen in California when it comes to power bills.
Wow.
And it just has me thinking about the ideas of regressive and progressive and how much of a cost burden different necessary, especially necessary things. And I would argue that power is necessary. How big of a cost burden it is on to whom. And so basically in California right now, you know, what I think when we think about specifically with power and energy, when you pay for electricity or water or gas, it depends on how much you use, right? Like there's a nominal fee for having access to it, but for the most part, it's always just based on how much you use. And so if you know, take long showers, if you leave the lights on, like I do too often.
And you do.
I do. Shocking. Do. I think anyone who knows me would be very surprised to know that I am someone who leaves the lights on instead of turning them off when I leave any given room. You know, I'm just going to come back.
Eventually. Might be the next best week. Thing,
what I should put in across my house is the sensors.
That's a great idea.
And so they turn off when I don't inevitably do not go back into that room. But California is about to challenge that basic logic and attempt to curb rising rates and help electrify the state's approximately 14 million homes. So a new state law will require its three investor-owned utilities to charge customers fees for the electricity based not only on how much electricity they use. So that's still one of the factors.
Okay.
But also on how much money they make. Because electricity is getting so expensive, because basically these three different, it's like PG&E, Southern Edison, and I forgot what the last one is. But it's getting drier. It's getting hotter. They need to start replacing their infrastructure so that their wires don't cause fires. And so instead of only just making the rates higher, there is this proposed plan that basically would split utility costs into two buckets. There's a fixed charge, which everyone has to pay just to be connected to the grid.
Okay.
And then variable charges, which depend on how much electricity you use. And so the proponents say that the creation of a fixed charge would cover things like wildfire preparedness and grid updates, and would also lower electricity costs based on usage. And so in theory, it would make it easier to convince Californians to electrify. But like, obviously, this doesn't necessarily seem fair. But also, so if there's all these different buckets to, if you make $23,000 or less, you potentially are going to save money. If I think they're predicting that if you make $180,000 or more, your annual bill, energy bill, will be $500 more.
Wow.
In this plan. But it's also like, is it fair the other way of a flat tax? Because like the flat, or not a flat tax, a flat fixed cost, because if it's a $300 fixed cost, no matter what, it's still, it's more of a cost burden to lower income people. And so it's kind of a conundrum. And so I was just, I'd be interested to hear from you, 844-967-2789. How would you feel, you know, thinking about what your income is, what your income level is? Are you middle class? Are you lower? Are you higher? Are there any bills that you think it's fair to base off of your income? 844-96-PARTY. What do you think, Jane?
Okay, I can foresee several sticking points.
Okay.
First of all, we can't get the wealthiest Americans to pay their fair share in taxes. So how this is going to work, you know, this is going to take some convincing, I would think.
Well, I think it's a, I think it's, the way it's going, this is reading, it's
happening.
It's a law.
Oh, wow, it's happening. My other question is, who is going to conduct this oversight to put them in these buckets? Because,
and that's what,
can't you just lie about how much you make?
And I don't, that's what I don't know. It's like, is it, are they going to be cross-referencing tax information?
Because again, that just screams, this needs oversight to me.
And yes, and so that's less, I found this article, this is from Washington Post this morning, that says, if you live in California, your power bill will soon depend on your income. A new California law is sparking backlash, not shockingly, with uncertain benefits for clean energy. Because the other part of this that is interesting, and do I kind of still want to stick, without getting too much into the details of this specific law and trying to talk about how we pay for things instead, and like what, who pays for what. But it is also interesting because there's people who are worried that this will deter people from doing things that are more energy efficient through electricity. So it's like your like electric heat and air conditioning versus gas electric heat, right? And so stuff like that. And like getting people, you need to charge your car. So if you're driving an electric vehicle, you need to charge your car. So if like this is getting pushed onto electrical bills, there's worry that this is going to curb energy efficiency as people are adopting these things.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Should your bills, like electric bills, water bills, be based upon your income? Stephen from Green Bay is joining us. Hey, Stephen, what do you think?
Good morning, ladies. So I actually have two trains of thought on this topic. So when you first started talking about this, I was like, wait a minute, California is already one of the most expensive states to live in. And now you want to tack on extra charges for electricity, which is a necessity. And then I thought of all the people that are famous, whether it's music, movies that live in Hollywood, California, or around that area. And I'm starting to think that that is the group of people that they are targeting with this. You know, people that have mansions that they're lighting up on a daily basis, that have, you know, obviously the extra money to give to things like electricity. Now, in the state of Wisconsin, I don't think that would work, mostly because a large part of the state is just struggling to put food on their table. I think you would have a big issue if you told people, well, if you make X amount of dollars, that you're a business owner and you have to pay extra because you make, you know, you did good for yourself.
Simply by making more.
I don't think that would work. Yeah.
Yeah. And thanks for the call, Stephen. And I don't think it would work either. Like, there is something in me, and I am for progressive taxes. And like you said, Jane, having the wealthy pay their fair share, but it also is hard when it comes to consumption to totally sell this. And I get it. I get that, like, a larger fixed rate. Because I also, in this specific case, I get that there is a need to increase prices because they need to start actually fixing things to be for safety, right? Not to have fires, because this is the cost of climate change, right?
Yes.
Like, this is
one
this
of
is
them.
Like, similar to cost of climate change, Phoenix, one of the, you know, the fastest growing cities, they've stopped doing development. As of this morning, they've stopped making any new, like, housing developments in the Phoenix area because of the
because of water.
Water.
That's terrifying.
And so some of this is like, who's going to end up paying for the cost of climate change, and who does it get shifted over to, and the infrastructure changes that need to happen for these different electricity companies, like, how do they structure this fairly? And the opposing positions are, is it fair to have a flat fee that is ultimately regressive and more of a tax burden on lower income people, or to stagger it and have it be buckets based on your income level of what your flat fee is? And it's a hard sell. Like philosophically, I think I get it, but it's a hard sell. 844-967-2789. What do you think about this? Do you feel like you could get on board with the justification of something like this in Wisconsin? 844-96-PARTY.
Do we have enough millionaires? I mean, I know we have some, but do we
really?
But it's
not millionaires. We're talking about people who make over $180,000.
Yeah. To me, that sounds like an enormous amount of money, but
it's far from being a millionaire,
yes,
I would say.
Yes, it is. That's true, yeah. But that still seems like a lot of money. I just don't see this flying, and I would think, because California is having other problems with people leaving the state because of how expensive it is.
Oh, and because this is the second time this week we've talked about California, because we were talking about the fact that insurance, State Farm's not insuring homes anymore.
Yeah.
So, we'd love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. Should your bills be based on your income? 844-96-PARTY. We'll be right back. We'll have to wait and see. I'll call you back later.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
So, I have a question for all you guys out there. Why is it that I see you hauling all kinds of stuff in your trucks? Lumber, ATVs, furniture, and everything is strapped down tight, except you. I mean, come on, fellas. You're just as important as your buddy's blue plaid sofa. Buckle up.
Pickups rock. They also roll. Buckle up in your truck and arrive alive. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. And we were talking about this new law in California that is attempting to fix their conundrum about the fact that it's getting hotter, it's getting drier, and their outdated electrical infrastructure needs to be updated. But how do you do that in an equitable or equal or fair way without just making electricity exorbitantly expensive for everyone? And what they came up with is basically to split utility costs into two buckets. So there's a fixed charge, which everyone has to pay, and then a variable charge, which depends on how much electricity you use. But the fixed charge, they are going to have it be in buckets based on your income levels of how much you, what your personal fixed income cost is. And it just seems like a hard sell to people. Even if philosophically, when we talk about cost burden, it makes sense as far as how much of your, you know, income is going to XYZ thing. And it's obviously a much smaller percentage of your income if you're making a lot more to pay for electricity than if you're making a lot less. And it got me thinking, so when I was in college, I was fortunate enough to have a class called Wealth and Poverty with Robert Reich, who was the labor, the Secretary of Labor under Clinton. He's brilliant.
I follow him on Twitter.
Yeah. And so, and we all had to write, one of the assignments was we had to write a paper on, defending one side or the other. So the situation was, should speeding tickets be based on income? And the argument being, if it's just a flat rate for a speeding ticket, someone who's super wealthy, that speeding ticket isn't actually a deterrent from continuing to speed, right? Because it's not, it's a drop in the bucket for how much they make.
Sure.
And so the effectiveness of the deterrent of a speeding ticket doesn't really work for that person. And so you had to take a side on, do you think it is fair or not fair? And it kind of, like, this scenario kind of reminded me of that, of like, and we talk about this even with big companies, right? That when the train derailment happened in Ohio, Norfolk Southern, and how much some of these big companies just kind of bake that into their costs, like, we'll just pay the fines.
Right.
It's cheaper for us to pay the fines than avoid breaking these regulations. And so it's like, do the fines need to be higher? And so it's kind of the same thing. It's like, how do you, When there's such a income disparity, both between individuals, but also how rich companies are, does it become a percentage of what you make to make it fair versus everyone pays the same thing? 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. 96 Party.
We have a couple of texts. Lynn from Oconomowoc says, good morning. How would multiple homes work? What about commercial charges?
That's a good question. I mean, I would imagine if multiple homes, it's probably a charge per home that you own. I have no idea. That's a great question.
And Kristen from Iguanago, those citizens who are making between $100,000 and $200,000 a year are probably working really hard and are good at what they do and have earned their money. I'm not opposed to helping people, but they're not going to want to support everyone.
Totally. Oh, yeah. And that's the thing. It's like, there is, depending on where you live, like, it was funny when you said that, Jane, like, depending on where you live, $180,000 is like not that much in California or New York.
Right. No, I understand.
In Wisconsin, I would say it's still a fair amount of money. But in Chicago, I don't think it's necessarily like once you've taken. I have friends who are both like corporate lawyers who live in Hyde Park and they have two kids and both kids like between right now, the nanny and then the daycare and everything like. She talked to me once because she wants to move to the suburbs because she's like, we make too much money to feel this strapped.
Really?
Yeah. If, like, just when you add up everything, like, stuff costs money. And so, like, it doesn't sometimes, and depending on where you live, it doesn't go as far.
I still wish I had a left brain. and I could have done something like that where I could find out what a struggle it is to make $180,000 to $200,000 a year. But that's not in my plan. Whatever.
It's not your plan.
I do think it's kind of like penalizing people for being financially successful.
But then you're ideologically okay with progressive taxes.
I am.
So how do you see the difference?
Did I mention I have no left brain? I don't know. This just feels different. It feels really different.
And is it because this is just how we've always done it?
There's probably, you know what I mean? Some of
and
that.
Like, as I was reading it and I was challenging myself even to like, all right, like, how is this different from our tax system? And it got me thinking about the question, the philosophical question we had to answer in college. And like, so part of me gets it, but it's also like, this is a really hard sell to people. And I think it's probably, I don't know. Like, it's just, I can imagine. And truthfully, there's thing after thing after thing, I feel like that's happening in California that wealthier people are just going to start leaving the state entirely. Cause this was on top of the fact that in LA earlier this year,
they put in
a huge jump in selling multi-million dollar homes.
It's your mansion tax.
Your mansion tax. And so I don't know. I think watching migration and how people between climate change, between these tax policies and even now energy policies, it's just interesting to see how, this is why I find public policy fascinating, because you try to be equitable, you try to be fair, you try to solve problems, but ultimately someone's not going to be happy. So, all right, when we come back, the good, the bad, and the cuckoo.
Oh boy, it's a
of
doozy.
Some headlines from this week. Stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Our little corner of the world where the Pack, the Crew, and the Bucks.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis,
you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery.